Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1alvinii. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1alvinii. Ladies and gents, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithh3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. And please check the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today, I think I would do an installment in the Currency Talk series. I'm going to name this one Trucks and You. Currency Talk, Trucks and You. So what am I talking about? Did you know on our northern border here in the United States, there's a major protest going on? Protest has to do with, how should we say it? Healthcare mandates. I think that's a good idea. Healthcare mandates and how it is affecting the Canadian trucking industry. Canada has become one of the more staunch areas where the healthcare mandates are being implemented quite strictly. And they're even being and they have been a very, very strict situation for the truckers. Of course, truckers are a vital part of a city and a nation's logistics system. It's the truckers are what take goods and services from one area to more diversified areas. Once you know you get those things packed out of trains and planes and all that stuff, you still need a large trucker base in order to get goods distributed to their right places. They're literally like the circulatory system. Are a big part of the circulatory system. They're like the arteries and veins of a city or a society. Without them, it causes a massive amount of disruption in the daily lives of people in that society. So what's going on is a sizable number of Canadian truckers have gotten fed up with the high levels of healthcare mandates in order for them to do their jobs. And they have decided to protest. And the way that they're protesting is they're locking up major thoroughfares right now it's in Quebec, Canadian cities. And they're just sitting there. They're just staying there. And it's becoming more apparent over the days and the weeks that the delays in the deliveries are causing. And this is stuff, this is not just dry goods. This is stuff like wet goods, such as your food and gas. Very, very essential things. And it's causing empty shelves on grocery stores. And this is a statement that these truckers really, really feel that they need to make. in order to preserve their pride and their livelihood. And it's a massive sacrifice that they're not only doing to themselves, but they're kind of forcing society to make that sacrifice, because without them, there's no logistics. There's no proper logistics to keep society going. And the goods and services that people still have access to are going to become more and more expensive as this drags on. And that's the that's just one. That's Quebec is just the main one. But there are other smaller, more mimicked events that's starting to unroll too. This thing is so big that some social media sites are banning and blocking people from even discussing this thing. It's that big. This is kind of big as something that happened, I want to say 10 years ago. Don't quote me on that. But it was a revolution that happened in the Middle East that was similar to this, and it had kind of similar effects. The powers that be literally had to ban people from or block social media from people sharing these videos and these informations of these protests and things that were happening. Because it was such a disturbing force in that system. Well, surprisingly, you have Canadian people that are exhibiting a spirit that Americans would be known for. This is almost like a Boston Tea Party of sorts. Even though the issue is not about taxation, the thing is about some type of political oppression that has triggered people to simply shut down their activity and be non-compliant towards the system and everyday values in order to renegotiate terms and to make a point. And again, it's not just these people making the sacrifices. It's these people basically forcing others who may not agree with them to make a sacrifice. But when your back is against the wall and, you realize that you have to take a stand or else it's going to be more oppressive towards you, you in essence have no choice but to make those moves. And it only takes a few strategic minority to hold out. And obviously, these people believe that they have a sizable amount of leverage, no matter how much money their overseers have. So time will tell. But what I can say right now is that for every day, for every hour, for every week that goes by, and this situation stays the way that it is, and they also find ways to get support from other people externally, it's going to send out a bigger message to other places that have the same enforcement of healthcare restrictions. And that's the dangerous part. The more dangerous part is not just these people taking action. The more dangerous part is if their ideology gets viral and pushes off to other places, in which it's starting to do right now. One way they're trying to shut them down is these individuals set up a GoFundMe that raised a lot of money as a form of support for them staying where they are. And the GoFundMe was shut down. And this is where another theme of my currency talk comes into play. What happens when these organizations realize that they can still collect funds by using cryptocurrency? What happens when they establish the proper channels and get the right people in order to be able to send and distribute the financing and maybe convert it into what they need it for use for? Either convert it back into dollars and divided amounts, things like that. Yeah, sure, it can be tracked, but how can it be restricted? Something to think about. Anyway, the idea is the most dangerous thing. So, what next? Recently, there was another protest where there's a lockup of a major bridge, a thoroughfare from Canada to Michigan on the northern border. And I think that one just started up recently, maybe a few days or so. So now this is becoming less of a Canadian thing, and this can become a Canadian and American thing. And for those states that have those strict healthcare policies years after this event. Well, I mean, not years. Well, yeah, years after the major healthcare event. Again, what happens when other groups of truckers in such areas decide, hey, it seems like this Canadian convoy is having success with this protest, and they're finding ways to get themselves funded, and we're having the same issue, it may be time for us to do the same thing because they've laid the groundwork for it. And so what does that mean for you, the listener? Well, unless you're already established and, you know, you're like, you're out there buying skyscrapers and renting out to high income people, and you have legitimately earned the right to talk about the virtues of getting away from broke people. If you're not one of those type of individuals, and yeah, I'll take a shot, you may want to consider stocking up just a little bit, not crazy amount, but stocking up a little bit on some essentials, such as food and dry goods and things like that. Maybe even a little, fuel, just a little fuel. Because if this thing spreads further than the Canadian border and starts getting mimicked in states that have heavy mandates, usually blue states, that means there's going to be a disruption in the distribution of the weekly and daily things that you need. And there's no telling how long that's going to take until there's a capitulation on somebody's side for negotiation. And the stronger that Canadian movement gets, the more it's going to embolden other movements. So think about that. You may want to get an extra chicken or two, or extra canned good or two, water or so, or toilet paper indeed, right? We all know about toilet paper at this point. So something to consider, something to think about. And again, this has been another episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.